This might be the greatest Halloween topic we have covered here on the Joe and Alex Show. So excited. Guys, I was talking to my grandma. I had a little argument with her. She's going to be handing out candy again for Halloween. She loves doing it. The kids come running up and down the porch, and she's got like a few little things set out there. My mom helps her because she's older.
Trick or treat!
Smell my feet!
So she loves little kiddos, right? Okay. Well, what she's going to do this year, though, is hand out, because she really enjoys it, she loves Werther's Originals, right? And that's an older person thing. And guys, you won't believe it. I was arguing with my grandma. I'm like, don't do it, grandma. Don't do it. I told her, don't hand out the Werther's Original because I think there's some kind of questionable kids in her neighborhood, you know, like always getting into trouble. I'm like, grandma, those kids are going to TP your house.
So what do you want to know? What's the best Halloween candy to give out?
Yeah, like what's the best Halloween candy to give out? And like what's the worst? Because I'll get my grandma to listen to this podcast or something later. My mom will help her. Uh-huh. And I'll prove to her that like nobody wants Werther's Originals. But yeah, so kind of like you were saying right there, Alex, 317-239-1009. What is like the absolute best candy that you'd want to get, but also like what's the worst? Because I don't want my grandma to give out the worst candy than have those kids come on by and teepee her. Could you imagine my poor old grandma out there trying to get toilet paper out of the tree? It would be there forever.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
All right, 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We will talk to you next. All right, I'm going to go pee real quick. If you guys just want to chill for a second. Alex, if we get any social media, just let me know. And then, MYK, can you, with the phone calls, just get a couple of good ones lined up, hopefully?
Like the pro Werther's?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if people are against it, I think a lot of people probably will be against it, I hope. I don't want my grandma, you know, house to get TB, but I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We need to talk about this topic because... This is honestly one of the lamest things I think we've ever done. I don't know what has gotten into his mind. Like, I just don't think anyone gives a crap about what kind of candy people get
out. It's like, yeah, it's one specific, it's his grandma. Like, you know, it's not like, it's just grandma's candy, right?
Yeah.
I was a little confused when he was talking about it.
I mean, this is like so boring. Like, I feel like this is the kind of stuff Smiley would do. Like, it's so boring. Like, this is not what our show, like, this isn't what we do, and... Like, I can't tell him that because I feel like it'll hurt his feelings because he was super excited.
Should my grandma hand out candy corn? 317-239-1009.
No. Like, this is so bad. I'm just...
Well, what are we going to do, though?
I don't know. I guess we just have to do it. I don't want to be the one to say that I don't want to do this.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, you tell him. I don't think either of us can. I think he'll get a butthurt and hold it against us if we try to tell him that
we... But they already said he already gave out the stuff. We have to talk about this now.
Yeah, I know. He already said that we were going to talk about it. Dude, I just, like, this is kind of stuff, like, I don't know where his mind has been lately, but, like, some of the ideas that he's had for stuff for us to talk about have been so stupid.
Like what?
Wasn't he also talking about, like, later this week doing some kind of topic about, like, what is your favorite Halloween memory?
Oh, God. No, really?
Worse. Yeah. Like, this is not, like, I'm not, like, I don't want to do a show like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had some heat before, but, like, nobody cares about what kind of candy your grandmother's going to hand out. What the hell? Or maybe they do. Am I wrong?
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. We got about, what, 20 seconds left?
Yeah, a few seconds left.
All right, cool. If you can get social media, Alex, get that queued up. If we
okay.
have any tweets.
Yeah.
And then...
I got some people on hold.
Okay, cool. Let me know which person. Just give me a signal to go with who first. Okay.
All right. Are we ready? How much time?
All right, here we go.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, 317-239-1009.
Oh, man, the phone lines are lighting up this morning. Time to talk about my grandma and the argument we're having about this Halloween candy. Trying to help grandma out for not getting her house all TP'd up. 317-239-1009. You can call in and be part of the show. And if you can't get through on the phones this morning, always make sure you follow us on social media and you can let us know what you think. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Let's go to line number one. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Hey, this is Ryan. How's it going?
Good, Ryan. So what do you think here about the Halloween candy?
Hey, you tell your grandma to keep handing out Werther's Originals. My absolute all-time favorite candy. I keep them in my pocket at all times.
Told you guys.
What are you, 50?
I'm 25.
There you go.
They're good.
There you go. All right. 317-239-1009. Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show, what did you want to say?
I want to say the best candy is Kit Kat and Reese Cups. And don't pass out those little orange and black things. Those are disgusting.
Yeah, no, no, I agree about those. If my grandma passes out those, would be
orange
absolutely
and
nasty.
Black things. What orange and black things?
Like, that's racist.
No, like the candies.
The oranges.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say I actually do like Werther's Original, but I think the worst Halloween, actually, I've had like raisins passed out before. That would suck.
Raisins?
Yeah, who would do that?
Hey, don't touch my grapes.
That's disgusting. Hey, thank you for the call. Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Hi, this is Desiree.
Hey, what's up? What did you want to say?
Well, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but you didn't really end when you went to break.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
What?
So you went to break, and I mean, I guess since you guys don't want to tell them, I can. Joe, some of the things that you're coming up with aren't really that great.
Wait, our mics were on?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What do you? The mics weren't on. I turned them off before I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, you didn't really cut out.
Well, what? Did you guys swear?
No.
What exactly was said while I was gone?
Well, talking about the topics that you guys are doing, how it's just not going great, kind of. Like, I don't want to be mean about it, but, like, just, yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Wait, okay. Who said what?
Well, like, they both were talking about how your, like, topics you were coming up with are kind of just not really up to par, I guess.
What do you, like this topic about, like which is very, yeah, very relatable? I mean, could you imagine having this conversation with your grandma or grandpa?
No, I couldn't.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is awkward.
Yeah, so... Are we? Crystal tweeted us, Joe and Alex Show. You can do the same, Joe and Alex Show, or call in 317-239-1009. Crystal says, did anyone else hear the Joe and Alex Show left their mics on?
Oh my gosh.
Trey says, whoa, the Joe and Alex Show left their mics on, and when Joe left, they started trashing his topic idea and future things he was planning on talking about.
I hope we didn't swear.
I don't think we did.
Jocelyn says, I agree with Alex and MYK. Joe sucks to suck, Joe, but no one cares about your Halloween candy or your grandma in Ohio. Oh. And Yasmin tweeted us, I feel so bad for you, Joe. Alex and MYK pretended to like your topic, then made fun of it when you left the room. All right. 317-239-1009.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. Why are you going to be so upset? Like, it's just not that good of a topic.
Just like, we're talking about candy? What? Like, candy that specifically your grandma doesn't want to hand out?
Did anybody else hear what they said? Because now I'm worried that you guys might have swore. If you swore, we could get fined for that, and that could be big trouble.
I don't think we swore.
If anybody heard anything, 317-239-1009. And since now the topic has turned, apparently, do you agree with Alex and MYK that that was a lame topic for the show? I mean, let's just be honest.
I can tell that you're super, you're offended.
Well, it's like, I don't realize that the mics, like, first of all, I'm worried, how were the mics on? Because I'm the button pusher. I pushed all the right buttons and I played that song right there. So people should have heard music and that was it.
Well, I hope we don't get in trouble by our boss for doing that.
I swear, because we could get really in trouble.
I don't think we did.